Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good Monday morning, Blog Talk Radio. Casey and Barbie here today on this wonderful January chilly 14th day, and today we have a special guest that's going to be joining us. If you are listening, Mary, and you have not done so yet, please press 1 on your phone so you come to the top of the queue. You
found her.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, Mary.
Good morning.
Casey.
Here, girlfriend.
Today's guest is Mary Geffro from Palm Springs, California. Mary is going to be joining us on Blog Talk Radio as we move forward through 2019. And Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. There she is. So Mary, she has been an educator and a health advocate for most of her career. She has 3 daughters and resides in Palm Springs, California, where I know there's an upcoming academy. And so what we're going to do today is Mary's going to tell you a little bit more about her background and what she brings to the Beamer world. And Casey and I will join in as it occurs to us to be there for you today. So happy January. Can you believe we're halfway through the month already? Oh, my goodness.
Don't start.
Yeah, I was talking to someone yesterday, and it's not like the years are rolling by. They are, like, flipping by. And the month, I mean, it was just New Year's Day. It seems like yesterday, but here we are. And beautiful here in Great New
York. I don't know if you can.
Mary, do you
want
to get started?
Sure. Hello, everyone. I'm here to introduce myself today. My name, again, is Mary Geffro. I'm a health advocate, and I think I'm going to start by just sharing how I became involved with Beamer. So in 2013, my daughter was in a horrific accident. We're very blessed to have her alive and with us. And I'm not going to give a third-party testimonial other than to say all the doctors that I took her to, with her situation, they said surgery, nothing would help her. So I have been gifted and with understanding these different medical devices. I looked, listened to testimonials, and I'm thinking, okay, magnets, ice, heat. I couldn't find anything. I was fortunate to be helping out a doctor at a health fair, came across Beamer, Nora and John, and it was truly too good to be true. It was so simple. It made so much sense. I honestly thought it was a scam. So they were very gracious, and they came to my home, and what I saw the Beamer do in 8 minutes, now, mind you, I was skeptical. I thought it was a scam, and I started by telling them, I have 2 girls in college and 1 going into college next year, so I really don't have any money for this. They, of course, said, no problem. We need to get the knowledge out there. So what I saw, what it did for my daughter in 8 minutes, blew me away. My world stopped. I purchased it on the spot. I became a distributor on the spot. I could not wait to tell the world about the Beamer. Now, mind you,
wow.
It was incredible. So I had a busy business, kept me busy, and so I had been wanting to do Beamer full-time ever since 2013, and, you know, people don't want me to quit doing what I'm doing, so I have been trying to put my focus onto Beamer, and this year I'm now group leader, and this year I'm really trying to up my focus of my time onto my Beamer business because, you know, I just walk around and I see these people that are with health issues, and they need to know about the Beamer. So I'm really anxious about getting out there and putting more people on the Beamer. That's my goal this year, to see how many people I can actually put on the Beamer and show. The other thing about me is I am a health advocate. I teach cooking classes, nutrition classes, and I do therapy. So my whole acronym of what my business is, I deal with sense. I want to get people's lifestyle, their bodies back into balance. So SENSE stands for sleep, exercise, nutrition, spirit, and environment. So in each of these components, I look at someone's life, and it's truly through education. I never tell anybody what to do. I give them all the knowledge of why they want to do the things that I'm telling them, and they make that decision on their own. It's like, you know what, that's sounds like a good idea. I'd be a fool not to do this. And in anything, it's changing a habit. So we start off slow, and I always say, I'm going to take you to the edge of the cliff. I'm going to tell you to look down where we're going to end up, but I'm not going to say, okay, trust me and jump. We just do a switchback all the way down, and, you know, 6 weeks after we're doing all these new things, they look back and they see how far that they've come down this mountain. Really, it's very invigorating for me, and it just keeps me going because
Mary?
People change. Yes?
Well, yeah, I missed the acronym, SENSE. Sleep, exercise, nutrition, something, and environment. What was the second S?
Spirit.
Figured I would miss that one.
Yeah, and I'm in with, you know, I've been in with the functional medicine group of doctors that have been really setting the world on fire for the last 5 years. And it's wonderful to be validated because all the doctors now are utilizing what I've been doing for years, which is really addressing all these key areas of people's lives. So I'll go ahead and go over this and give a little insight. So when it comes to sleep, of course we need 6 to 10 hours of sleep, and the Beamer allows you to set your sleep mode and start it if you're sleeping between 6 and 10 hours. And the reason is if you're sleeping less than 6 hours, that's really not optimal for you. And if you're sleeping over 10 hours, that's actually a sign that there is an issue. You may not know what that issue is, but it's your body telling you that it's trying to heal and rejuvenate. So it's only when you're sleeping that your organs, your brain, and your spinal column actually rejuvenate and detox. And I don't know, I love this fact that your brain literally shrinks 60% when you're in that deep REM sleep and gets flushed out and cleaned out through the liver. So if that fact alone doesn't make you all understand how important it is to sleep for at least 6 hours, I don't know, because I don't want dementia or Alzheimer's coming into my life later. Then we talk about exercise. Exercise is really important. I'll have people say over the years, oh my gosh, if I'm using the Beamer, I don't really need to exercise because it's getting my blood flowing where it should be. No, that's the furthest thing from the truth, because it's actually through physical exercise that physiologically, you know, you've heard you are what you eat. That's when all those enzymes and lipids and everything turn into actual tissue. So it's the physical exercise that's critical to having your body function normally, and it benefits every single part of your body, exercise does. The other thing that people will say is, well, if I'm using the sleep mode, I don't need to use the day mode. Remember, those are two totally different systems that we're affecting during the day. We're the day mode, you're dealing with all of the functions that you're going to do for the day and the energy. The sleep mode is really for the rejuvenation, and it's a really different program. My own story, and I've done this for 5 years, and I was the type that when they called me, after 2 weeks of having it and using it on my daughter, he called and said, well, how do you like the Beamer? And I puffed up my chest and I said, well, there's nothing wrong with me. I never have a problem going to sleep, never have a problem staying asleep, never have a problem waking up and having energy throughout the day more than people half my age. And now at that time, I was in mama mode. I was taking care of my daughter that was literally bedridden. I was sleeping on a blow-up mattress with her because she couldn't even walk up and down the stairs to a bedroom. And I was trying to keep my business afloat. And so when he said, well, why don't you give and let me know what you think, I realized how silly I did sound. And so over the years, for somebody that doesn't need the Beamer, I'll tell you, I won't live without it. I travel with it. It is absolutely incredible. So I don't know how I got off on that tangent. So people will say, yeah, I can't remember. I lost my train of thought.
Ron, you were, sleep, exercise, and then the next one was nutrition. So you're going over your acronym.
So I'm going back to, people will say, well, if I use the day mode or the sleep mode, I don't need to use a day mode. So in my own experience, I had a period, it was probably a year and a half into using the Beamer, and I had a phase of my life where I was so extremely busy. I was getting up at 6 in the morning and working till like 10 at night, and I was too busy to do my Beamer mode during the day. I didn't realize it. So about 3.5 weeks, I'll never forget it. It was a Wednesday night. It was about 8 o'clock, and I said, man, it was the fall season. I thought, gee, I'm around a lot of kids. Maybe I'm going to feel getting a cold or something. This is odd because I never get sick. And I went to bed, did my sleep mode, woke up feeling fantastic. Thursday about 8 o'clock, it's like, good Lord, I feel like I need a coffee. What is wrong with me? Went to bed, did the sleep mode. Friday morning, woke up, same thing, feeling fantastic. And went to bed Friday night, got up Saturday morning, and I was over my crazy business. I had a chance to stop and think, and I did my day mode. And it's like, oh, my goodness. I hadn't done my day mode. Maybe in a 3.5-week period, I probably did 3 sessions during the day. Over the years, I've learned what not to do, and don't skip the day mode, because my energy was at a totally different level. And so, of course, after that, I started using the day mode, and I always use the day mode, never, ever skip it, along with the sleep mode. Now we're going to go on to exercise. I explained how the body physiologically has to move in order to change what we eat into the good things that we use for our body. Talking about nutrition, most of you will hear this. The new thinking is, and I want everyone to really embrace this, every single body is different. You may have the exact same issue with the exact same disease state that they name it, but how you got to that issue may be totally different. So for me, say I have really bad inflammation and my joints are hurting. Well, there are some people that they drink so little water that I just tell them, I want you to up your water intake, and all of that achiness in their joints goes away. There are other people that they're lacking oil in their body and water. So everybody's body's different. So just because something works for your friend doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work for you. And whatever you're going to any healthcare professional, please become your own detective. You're the only one that knows your body and how it reacts to different things. And there are people that are eating extremely healthy foods, and they find that they are actually allergic to it. So one little story is, there's a lady that was doing everything right, and she was watching her glycemic index for her sugar in her blood. And she was eating blueberries in the morning for breakfast. Well, after being the detective and trying to figure out everything, once she got rid of those blueberries in the morning, she didn't have a problem. She found she had to actually eat those blueberries with another food in order for her body to digest it properly so she wouldn't have that problem. So be your own detective. Nutrition is critically important, but it's different for everyone. So if you hear a doctor that says, nobody should eat nightshade vegetables, well, whenever anyone makes a statement of fact that pertains to everybody, prick your ears up, and that may not be necessarily so in the nutritional world. Then we come to spirit. Spirit can be basically described as your attitude. Many, many oncologists will tell you that when they're dealing with people with cancer, they can have somebody that basically they're told, hey, you have 2 months to live, and they end up living for 20, 30 years. And there are other people that have just a little bit of cancer that's really not a big deal that can be taken care of, and those people pass away from their cancer. And it really, they say, comes down to this they have towards life and everything. So in my health coaching with people, I will definitely deal with the spirit. Many people have talked about, you know, all you Beamer people, you're so happy. Well, actually, when you use the Beamer, your body itself is creating more dopamine, which makes you happier. Some people, I had one gentleman call, and he's like, oh, my gosh, do you know, he had done a few Beamer sessions, and he's like, have you ever heard about a runner's high? And it's like, yeah. And he said, I feel like I'm like on this runner's high. I just feel so happy and so full of energy. That was kind of cool. But the Beamer really does give a sense of well-being. And if you're around Beamer people for any period of time, you'll see that, well, pretty darn happy people. Then I deal with environment. So I've always said, be your own detective. So when you deal with your environment, you're looking at everything around you. How often and how many hours a day do you spend on the computer? Is your house using all fluorescent lighting? Some people, you know, the smart meters outside, they create health problems for them. So we look at everything on someone's environment they're living. You know, my daughters, they live in Los Angeles, so they're in a lot of pollution just in the air. And the EMFs, which is electromagnetic fields, having to do with the bad energy from cell phone towers and all of those types of things. So you want to look at your environment and start to make adjustments. There was a lady I was dealing with years ago, and we did everything, and she was still getting her headaches really bad. And we looked at the environment, and she just replaced all of her fluorescent bulbs in her home with incandescent, and she didn't have the problem anymore. So we deal, again, with sleep, exercise, nutrition, spirit, and environment, and we're really looking at all phases of your of the aspects of your life and try to get them into balance. And just doing that, it's miraculous how many people, well, everybody really has a dramatic shift in their issues. So that's what I do. I love Beamer. I educate. I think when I have a high sales rate, and it's because I don't just put them on the Beamer, I really try to get them to bridge the gap of knowledge between what the Beamer is doing in the body and blood flow, and how critically, if people understand how important that blood flow is to the cell itself and what Beamer does, the light bulb comes on and they get it. And then their whole idea is, gosh, I can't afford not to have the Beamer. So that's me in a nutshell. Anybody have any questions, or Barbie?
Mary, thank you so much for sharing. I'm really excited to be working with you. And Casey, Mary calls you Celebrity Casey. She goes, I said, do you know Casey? She goes, well, I know Casey, but I don't think she knows me. And I said, oh, that's interesting. She goes, oh, yeah, it's Celebrity Casey in the Beamer family. And I'm like, you've got that one right.
You know what my grandmother used to say? Don't confuse famous with infamous. So, yeah, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Well, Mary, you have a very interesting background. And I'm curious, prior to Beamer, I know you said you were working with this, you know, this medical office, but what did you do in your previous lives? Because you have a very integrated, complete kind of approach to this, and you must have had some other extensive background in wellness.
Well, it started as a child. Some may call it the hippie lifestyle, but basically it was very old world. My parents were first generation Americans, and we did everything from scratch. Literally, we would kill the chickens and make pillows out of feathers. No kidding. I grew up learning all of these things that when I moved to California, and people are very far removed from their food source. I grew up eating pheasant and elk and quail, and I would know how to cook these things, and they were just mind blown, and I was always teaching people. So back, gosh, right out of high school, I started working for a chiropractor, and then I went into the corporate world and was in the fashion industry. But when I stopped and had kids, I've always been in nutrition. When they came out years ago and said, everybody just needs to eat carbs, and that was back in the 80s. And I thought, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Protein is your builder and repairer of cells. So I'm always about the body, how it works. I should, many times people say, yeah, you should have been a doctor. Thank God I wasn't a white coat. But I've worked with pulmonologists, chiropractors. I've had my feet in both sides of the medical world with what you call the white coats and the functional medicine doctors. And I've just been given a gift of seeing through the baloney of what they say through the years. And I'm proven 10, 20 years later that, yep, I was right, but science proved me right. Even the fact that chicken noodle soup is good for you. So I have a therapy certification, so I have many certifications in many different specialties. I just put it all together because you can't look at the body without looking at the entire mechanism.
Yep. Yep.
So true.
Yeah,
Mary, you said something that rung a bell for me, which was then you stopped and had your children. I think that's how you put it. You stopped and had your children. Did you, stop working when you had your children and were raising them?
Uh-oh, Mary.
Hello?
We lost you.
Managed a cosmetic surgery center for years.
Mary, we didn't hear whatever you said. Sorry, we lost you.
Oh, what was the last thing you heard me say? Did you hear
I was asking you if you stopped working when you had your children.
Yes, I did. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I helped out in their schools and all of the things like that, educating. And I'm an educator at heart, to the point where my kids, they're older now, and they're like, would you please just stop? We don't need to learn anything more. So, So my friends, I was managing a cosmetic surgery center for 5 years, and they were wonderful because they were into the holistic side of medicine as well. So I was really able to marry the traditional medicine with the holistic side and see how it was integrated and used.
And how did you integrate the educational and medical part of your career while you were raising those kids. The reason I'm curious is I've been talking to a lot of people who have put their kids through daycare while they're working, especially people who've been so passionate about their careers. And I've also talked to people who have put their careers on hold while they have raised their children. And I'm very curious how people interact their career with raising their kids without losing it.
Very good question. For me, when I was managing the surgery center, it was horrible. I believe that parents are critical to the upbringing of their children, and I wanted my kids to have my values, not the values of their peers. And so all of my friends were saying, Mary, please just start cooking and nutrition classes. You're so knowledgeable. We're always calling you. So really it was my friends that were constantly prodding me to quit my job and start my business. And that's what I did in 2007. I officially started my health advocacy business, started off teaching cooking and nutritional classes. And then from there, you know, I just branched off because I was a jack of all trades. People would say, hey, can you do this? And I'd say, sure. So I got into catering and, you know, everything. But as far as the health component, oh gosh, 5, 6 years ago now, I started taking certification courses because people would ask, well, what is your PhD or whatever? And it's like, well, I don't have one. So I started taking certification courses just to make me feel good about saying, well, I have certification in all of these different areas. So, but I'm pretty much self-taught. I've spent, you know, a good $100,000 on my education and what I know.
Well, good for you.
Well, that's
we're going to have a lot of fun and help a lot of people on our Monday Blog Talk show. With your expertise included, it will be a new show. I'm excited about it.
So I have a question for you, Mary.
Sure.
What is your best tip? So you've got someone who's, you know, they've been a Beamer user for a while. They're passionate about Beamer. You know, it's not their quote-unquote job, but they're trying to share Beamer with other people. If you had one of your distributors in front of you and they fit this profile, what would you say is the number one tip for getting them to go out and successfully share Beamer? Real general question.
Number one, do not throw up information on people. We all do it because we're so excited. So the person that holds back asks a lot of questions and only answers those questions, they will be most successful. Sharing knowledge is one thing. Having the person receive and hear that knowledge is another ball game. So it's through the questioning of the person that's in front of you that you're trying to share the Beamer, making it relevant to their life. That's the best tip. The second tip is talk to as many people as you can, even if it's the person limping in the grocery store. If you really want to do this as a business and change people's lives, don't be afraid. And I've heard this time and time again. And this motto, I'm actually very shy. So the only thing that makes me put my foot in my back and open my mouth is that I have a responsibility to share this amazing technology and help someone with their life. You know, with this knowledge, we do have that responsibility.
Mary, in 2013, when you learned about Beamer, how long, and you were very involved with your daughter, obviously, how long did it take and what steps did you take before you became, let's just say, a senior?
First, it's having a goal. So when I had when I was in the midst of everything, I just talked to the people that were right around me, and it was my family, of course. And I'm from a very large family. And yeah, Mary. Well, I did have some that did listen. They did purchase, saw the health issues changing. And, you know, I was just so busy I could only share. And my whole thing is that, look, I'm representing Beamer. I can't do a halfway job at Beamer, because if I'm going to introduce it, I have to follow it through and take care of these people. So I did not share it with that many people, only because I knew I didn't have the time to give to Beamer, and I don't want to be the weak link in the chain in all of these distributors. So there weren't that many of us distributors there at that time. And really it was just sharing it with my friends, getting them on the Beamer. And then once I put my focus and my goal on it, I shared that goal with my distributors and told them. And it was very interesting that I think that they took a look at Beamer in their own lives as well. They come.
Yep. I don't know where she lives, but Casey Talk
is having a problem. I've been listening to the blog talks, and there's been multiple problems. I think I'll call them after this call and see what's going on.
Yep.
Well, Mary,
you know
are
what
you still
I love about
us?
Mary's story? She'll come back on when she's in. But you know what I love about Mary's story?
I've been here. Can anybody hear me?
Now we can.
We can hear you now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've been here all along, so I don't even know what the last thing you heard me say was.
But the last thing was...
Go ahead, Barbie.
The last thing I heard you say is that you got into the game, not into the game, but into the Beamer world pretty slowly in the beginning, and you weren't talking too much to too many people about it, just a smaller group of people. And then we didn't hear anything after that.
Well, I was talking away, so and I couldn't hear you guys talking either. So suffice it to say, I came in this slow, but when I actually put my focus and my goal, that's when things changed.
You know, it's interesting that you say that now, as we've been talking about goal setting since the beginning of December, realizing that the new year was around the corner and it's all been about goals. So when you were really clear on that vision, things started happening. Is that correct?
Yes. And that's even with my health coaching, health advocating, the seeing something as it's already happened makes a huge difference in one's destiny and fulfilling that sooner than later.
Yeah,
I always called that assuming the
situation. If you know, if you can see that situation, you assume it's already happened, it changes the whole dynamic of your conversations and the reality of what happens next.
Absolutely.
You know, and I love the fact, Mary, that, you know, you did get into Beamer in 2013, you know, here it is 2019, and when did you hit group leader?
Last March.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's 5 years to reach that level. And, you know, there's two pieces to that story. Number one, your persistence and tenacity. And number two, you know, there's sometimes people rank up in the company so quickly that other people think, oh, my gosh, I'm not a group leader yet. And really, at the end of the day, what I say to my team is this: most of us in Beamer, this is not our full-time gig in life. Now, certainly that might be the goal to get there, but for most new distributors, they're not doing Beamer full-time. I always say to my distributors, right now, look at Beamer as an annuity for yourself. And then when you get to that place that you can say, okay, I'm going to go do Beamer full time if I choose to do that, or my primary focus is Beamer, then great. But the reality is that through persistency and consistency, you've gotten yourself to this place where now you're, you know, you're a group leader and you're probably pretty pretty wide, and you know, it's super exciting, and I love the background and the education, and I'm really looking forward to having you continue to contribute to Blog Talk Mondays and you know, help other Beamer distributors with your insights and your golden nuggets.
Well, Mary will be on the show as she can be, but she has committed to the third Monday of the month, of each month.
And I just want to put a caveat in there. You know, when we're talking about goal setting, I was so busy with my business, I didn't have time for Beamer, but I put my sights on becoming group leader in February and was group leader in March. So you can quickly when you put your mind to it and your focus. And the only way you're going to achieve that is putting people on the Beamer.
Yep.
It is so true. I remember when I moved up to team manager and there was like no way I wasn't going to get it by the deadline date because we had that cutoff date. That it was about a year and a half ago or something. And they were changing some of the criteria of the different positions, and there is no way that I wasn't going to make it. You know, somehow I knew it was going to happen. And I so believe in that, Mary, what you're saying. And Casey, I know you're the same way. I think we're sort of in the same boat around the same time. But when you know you're going to get somewhere and you're sure that you do it, you just do it.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I know that, I don't know either of you guys are, you know, sports enthusiasts and particularly football enthusiasts, but, you know, you this weekend, of course, was the a big weekend in football. 8 teams were playing for the final four spots in the divisional round playoffs, and happened to be fortunate enough that one that my team, my longtime team, was in it again. But you listen to the players afterwards and the languaging that they use, and you can hear the, you know, the assumption, so to speak, the belief in their voice that, you know, this is the way it is. And I think that, you know, you can almost hear when different people go out there, certainly at the beginning of the game, they're always confident that they're going to win. But it is interesting to listen to them and the interviews before and after, and their language, their body posture, their tonality, all of it. And when we talk about goal setting and manifestation, that's the power of that kind of controlling your physiology, your what you're thinking about. And manifesting those goals, like you said, putting it out there. Once you made that goal and put a line in the sand, then you were congruent, is what we say in NLP. So I think that's interesting, and I love to watch all sports, but in particular, I'm a football fanatic. So anyway, good. Well, anything else, Barbie?
You know, I was looking, does anyone in Beamer World have something they'd like to contribute or add? We are looking at the switchboard, and I don't see anyone coming on. I think they're enthralled with this conversation. A new member of Motivational Monday.
Right.
No callers today. Okay. You know, I'd say I'm done for the day. How about you?
Yeah, I'm done, except I have one book suggestion. I started listening to a book this week called The Values Factor by Dr. John DeMartini. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of him before, but it's a huge book. It's like 12-hour audio. I'm only 3 hours into it, but as we continue to talk about goal setting and particularly about Beamer, I think this is really interesting for a lot of people because this guy talks about how you can align all of your values into what it is you're passionate about doing and be able to make money at it. And so I'm early in the book, but if anybody else wants to download it on Audible, it's a single credit, and it's The Values Factor by Dr. John B. Martini. I think it would be interesting to bring that book into some conversations, into Motivational Monday, and just another layer of understanding. And I see, Barbie, of course, once you say that, we've got a couple of callers. I think we've got about 3.5 minutes left, so let's go to 805. 805, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning. 805. I guess not.
Hi.
Let's go to 530, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Bridget from California. And I just wanted to thank all of you. Good, you know, Happy New Year. Good, great starting off this year. But thanks, of course, to you, Barbie and Casey, but Mary as well. You're very busy, and yet you're contributing, all of you, your time. And I think it's a great addition to have, you know, alternate speakers coming on the call as well. So wonderful job, and thank you so much. We all love it.
All right.
Thank you.
And I think 805 was just slow on the uptake. I'm going to try you again. 805, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, this is Victor, also in California.
Okay.
Hoping you're hearing me.
We are.
We are.
Oh, good. So, yeah, thanks for having this call. I've been listening for the last couple of weeks, trying to get or getting more excited about the Beamer business. I haven't really done much with it for a while. I am curious. Well, let's put it this way. This year is going to change that. And I'm curious about one thing that the speaker was saying, that the sleep mode and the B mode are different. I know we don't have much time, so where can I find out more information about that?
Well, first of all, if you go into your back office and there is a supplement, an operating supplement to the manual that you can read a little bit more information on. Have you been to an academy yet?
Yes, I have. It's been a while.
You have? Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, academy is where they really go and dive deep. But, yes, the sleep mode is using a single frequency without the plus mode. And you can program it for, you know, whatever time it is, somewhere between 6 and 10 hours. And then, of course, the B-body and the B-pad, the accessories are, you know, different. But, yeah, that it is a question that is we don't have enough time for today. But that's the primary difference. The sleep mode is using a single frequency, no plus mode, and you set it for a start and an end. It goes for 2 hours as you fall asleep and comes on 2 hours prior to waking. So, but thanks for calling in, and hope you can find that in your manual. Barbie, we have 1 minute.
I've got a quote. Why don't we take one more call, then a quote?
No, we got 1 minute, girlfriend. We don't have time for
okay,
a call.
Okay, here comes quote. Our quote today, Charles Hummel, our greatest danger in life is permitting the urgent things to crowd out the important. And that's really important to keep in mind as we're struggling or focusing on our goals. And then our humor joke in filling out an application where it says, in case of emergency, notify, I put doctor. That's it, folks. Welcome, Mary, and beam on.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to your health.